Disabled people are so often an afterthought for governments across the country. And we talk about encouraging disabled people to participate in society, but then we put barriers in their way to allow them to participate. And it's just, it's not good enough anymore that we need to address this. And the examples I highlighted are just some of the stories of many, and I'm sure every member in the House has more stories as well. But it shows the draconian rules that are implemented by government. Like in Donegal, we are a rural and isolated county and has among the highest forced car ownership amongst the population. And because Donegal is so badly served with public transport, what are disabled people supposed to do if they can't get relief to actually purchase a vehicle? How are they going to get those supports? So, I think it's urgent that this has been reviewed and a proper system put in place to ensure that disabled people can access what should be theirs as of right. And I do believe that there actually will be a return to the state in terms of it. The Minister talks about in his answer about the costs involved in actually doing this. I think there will be actually a return because disabled people will be able to go out and participate in our society.